an exhibition that's exhibition is Hartman Barry. Hartman is H-A-R-T-M-A-N. Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Barry Hartman, date of Barry is B-A-R-R-Y, B as in boy. Date of birth is 12-18-46. Date of visit 4-4-24. Please make copy for Chet Anthony Dio. Chet, C-H-E-T. C-H-E-T, Anthony. A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Chet, thank you for sending Barry Hartman for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is right lung mass. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 77-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking and a previous history for kidney stones. Was recently evaluated with a CT of the abdomen and pelvis. And the abdominal CT showed a spiculated right low lobe lung mass, 4.2 centimeter in diameter, suspicious for carcinoma. And there was moderate emphysema noted. The patient has a cough and brings up a little whitish yellow mucus, and he has shortness of breath with activity, but denies any he denied fevers or chills, but has had weight loss of up to 10 pounds in the past 6 months. He has not had any chest CT done as yet. The CT of the abdomen also showed a right UV junction stone causing moderate right hydronephrosis and bladder wall thickening. There were also left renal stones noted and renal cysts. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient's past history has included history of COPD and history for coronary artery disease and hypertension. He also has a history of hyperlipidemia and hypothyroidism and has peripheral vascular disease. Pre-diabetes. There's a history of polymyalgia and temporal arteritis. And he had a left inguinal hernia repair done and kidney stents done for renal stones and cataract surgery. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. Habits of patients smoke one pack per day for 65 years up until now. 63 years up until now. He drinks moderately. Next, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of old age. Mother had hypertension and pneumonia. Next para system review, the patient had fatigue, she has glaucoma and cataracts, she has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed, she has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, she has shortness of breath, wheezing, and hemoptysis. And he has abdominal pains and loose stools and constipation. He also has anxiety and depression and easy bruising and joint pains and muscle stiffness. And he has no headache or numbness of the extremities, but has memory loss and no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included albuterol inhaler, 2-PRN, Xanax 0.5 milligrams PRN, bupropion 300 milligrams daily, Synthroid 0.025 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams. Oh, I already mentioned that, I'm sorry. Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam, this average built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 118/60. Pulse is 95, respirations 18, temperature 97, to weight is 144, saturation 98. HEND anophthalmic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes toward both lung pits. No crackles. Heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor assets. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, right lung mass. Probable primary lung CA. Number 2 is COPD with emphysema. Number 3, hypothyroidism. Number 4 is depression. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next plan, the patient will be advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a PET CT scan. He will be scheduled for a CT guided needle biopsy of the right lung mass. And he will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN, and a follow-up visit we arrange approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for primary physician. Thank you, Zach. Primary physician, Dr. Chet Anthony, C-H-E-T, Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-D-O, Dr. Chet Anthony, D-O, thank you.